mindfulness mode.
Do things that build your own self-esteem and the self-esteem of others around you.
Hey, Mindful Tribe, welcome to the show. Good to have you back for another episode of Mindfulness Mode. Today, we're going to be talking about how to unlock ultimate health. And I don't know what ultimate health means to you, but wouldn't it be great to move into a place of better health? You know, like a lot of times we're dealing with certain situations with our health, and the ultimate would be to have incredible health. My guest today, he was bankrupt, and then on top of that, was given only 1,000 days left to live, but he survived. Not only did he survive, but he thrived. I'm today here with Ian Clark. Ian, are you in mindfulness mode today?
Yeah, deep in mindfulness mode.
That's good. Well, what does mindfulness mean to you, Ian?
Well, it means that we are to have very clear critical thinking and have our thoughts dialed into what's reality. Mm-hmm. You know, there are things that are real and there are many things that are unreal. And I think if we are focused on the definitive, the things that make the difference in our existence and in other people's existence around us, where we're bringing joy and light and love to people properly, and respect and honor, that's being mindful for my existence on this earth, and, you know, meditating on those things and waking up in the morning and thinking, hey, what can I do today to serve people? You know, it's a fun day today, and regardless of circumstance, let's make it a great day.
Yeah, for sure. I like that so much. Well, tell me what some of the thoughts were that crossed your mind when you found out that you only had about, what was it, 1,000 days to live?
Yeah, the prognosis was around 3 years based upon the trauma that my body was going through, which was a tumor in the perineum area, and then which was attached to the colon and causing all kinds of problems. It kept growing.
And that presses on the prostate, right?
Yeah, it was against my prostate, but it was not tied to the prostate.
Okay.
So that was interesting. It was just very annoying and painful, and it kept growing.
How big was it?
It started out about the size of a golf ball.
Okay.
And then it just kept growing. And of course, the doctors just wanted to cut it out. They're like, just cut it out. We do tons of those operations. So I looked up the operations online and went, oh, right. So they're going to go right into that area between your legs. They're going to open it right up. They're going to cut it out. There's all this reproductive organs and male plumbing all over the place there. And nerves. I don't think so. There's no one could answer me the reason why I had it. I also looked up some of the results of going and tampering in that area, and it's not good.
No, what are some of the results?
Well, if it's cancer, which I would not allow the diagnosis, that was the suspicion because of a whole bunch of symptoms.
But what do you mean you would not allow the diagnosis?
I wouldn't allow anybody to do a biopsy or to make a statement, oh, that's cancer.
Why not?
Take a biopsy, send it to the lab, not interested. Because I had also heard, I didn't know much at that time. I was pretty clueless. But I had heard about metastasis and that if you poke a tumor, it can then spread very quickly.
Okay.
And so biopsy is not a great option in my books.
Okay.
I think a lot of people would disagree with me. It's like, you have to find out. Well, I thought, well, what good is it going to do me if I find out it's cancer? Because I don't want their treatments. I don't want the surgery. I don't want chemotherapy and radiation.
So you would have not had chemo or anything like that? No radiation, nothing?
I can't say that. I don't know. Because I didn't, you know, if I found out, I got the big C word given to me.
Yeah.
And fear factors and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And so I was told point blank, and my oldest brother was a medical doctor for 30 years in North Bay. He had 11 doctors working in this clinic that he owned. And he saw thousands of patients roll through over his career. And he told me positively, this is just genetic predisposition. There's nothing you can do about it. You look like Uncle Don. My Uncle Don died when I was 20 years old. 2 days after my Uncle Bob died, both of them of cancer. My Uncle Bob was 54. He took a year to go down to a skeleton and passed. My Uncle Don died within 3 months of diagnosis because he was so full of cancer. Mm. And he told me, you look like Uncle Don, you take after that side of the family. It's just the way it is. You can't do anything about it. He He said, I've had patients who ate out of the dumpster and partied their face off and lived till they were 94. I've had patients who went all organic and juiced and died at 36. You know, it's genetics.
And so how many years ago was all this that had happened?
This is in 2004 this happened.
Oh, this is a long time ago.
20 years ago. Yeah, I was 40. I was just turning 46 at the time.
Oh, wow. And you're still here to talk to me today. This is amazing.
Well, there's a lot happened in the last 20 years.
Wow.
Really, really good stuff. I turned 66 this June.
Okay.
I'm healthier than I've ever been in my life by 10 times. There was no comparison.
How healthy are you? Do you run marathons and stuff or what?
Well, no, I don't run marathons. I measure biological health and structural health. Those are the two big things that you've got to look at.
Biological and structural. So tell me about the difference between those two things.
So biological is organ function.
Okay.
Cellular function. Your detoxification ability.
Okay.
Your ability to assimilate fuels and nutrients properly. And the ability to synthesize that, because your body's a chemical factory, turning everything into various different chemicals your body uses to repair DNA, produce hormones,
okay,
you know, produce all the things stuff that you need to do. And that's what keeps you alive. So
it's all about your organs, your cells, detoxing, yep. Synthesize. What is it you're synthesizing again?
Well, your body is turning things into other matters that your body can use.
Okay.
So there's multiple different chemicals that come from food you eat. I'm not talking about the chemicals in the food. These are good chemicals.
Okay.
You have brain chemistry. You've got all kinds of chemistry in your system. Our bodies are super complex, but they run automatically.
Okay. So that's the biological. Now, what's the structural?
Yeah. Structural is your muscle system, your connective tissue, your fascia, your bones, your joints, cartilage, synovial fluid, anything that keeps you mobile, flexible, agile, and that gives you endurance.
Okay.
You know, so you don't wear out.
Okay. And so these two things, biological and structural, are what you have this incredible knowledge about, and this is why you are so healthy today, right?
Yeah, that's the primary thing in the physical body. Then that ties into your energy emotion, which they call emotion.
Okay.
Which ties into your feelings, how you feel, which ties into your mental state to have good quality mental health, which ties into mindfulness.
Mm-hmm.
And that ties into behavior, and then behavior drives results.
Mm-hmm.
So once you get good results, then you repeat that cycle. So it keeps going around in a cyclotron where your body gets better and better and better biologically and structurally, make you feel better and better as you get older.
Well, that doesn't sound like the norm.
No.
Better, just a minute. Better and better as you get older.
Yes.
Well, you're one 100%. Of the few people that has ever said that I've heard, because that's not usually what older people say. They're like, it doesn't get better. I can hear my dad saying this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the bottom's going to fall out.
Yeah.
People expect to have all kinds of health issues in their 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. The average life expectancy is 75 to 85.
Yeah.
And even health conscious people are dying in the range of 75 to 85.
Right.
When I saw that, I was like, well, even the blue zones, they talk about the average age is only 83. And they have a few more people living till 100 than other places in the world, but that's nothing to brag about.
No.
If you look at these older people, when they hit 100, 110, 120, some of them, they look absolutely terrible.
Well, right. We have to talk about quality of life too, right? It's not just surviving to be a certain age, because you might be like completely miserable and in pain and unhappy and all that stuff. Right?
Exactly. So my analogy is very simple. If you wanted to start playing the violin right now and say you've never picked up a violin in your life.
Yeah.
And I happen to know the top violin teacher in the world who has the best, you know, modalities and protocols for learning that.
Yeah.
I also know the very best violin you can buy, and both of them are affordable. Mm-hmm. And the teacher has a slot open for you. And you go to him or her. You are going to advance faster than anyone else in the terms of violin. You're going to tap into your internal gifts. You're going to learn the violin, and you're going to continuously get better and better and better as you get older at playing that violin, because it's all time-based.
Okay.
So we have a time that's given to us, which is today.
Mm-hmm.
And then tomorrow when it comes is today, and then the day after and so on. That's the time we're given. I don't need to worry about how long I'm going to live. That became irrelevant. I don't need to concern myself with my age at all anymore. Because I found out that if you have some keys, and then there are master keys, these master keys, when you find out what they are, which very few people know about, and it's not some big secret I came up with, I take credit for none of this. I was allowed very significant resources to do research. And all I did was research the researchers, looking for keys and master keys.
Okay, you researched the researchers. So are you are you trained as a researcher, or are you just good at it?
No. I wouldn't say I'm good or bad. I am simply a person who knew that, number one, I have no credentials whatsoever. I have no PhD. I have no doctorate degrees, none. I'd graduated high school, you know, slated to go to university, hitchhiked out to Alberta in 1976 when I just turned 18 years old and fell in love with working in the oil field of all things. And did that for 17 years and got totally poisoned without knowing it by all the chemicals and the lead and the mercury and the cadmium. Had no clue about that. And that's what caught up to me later. So when I was 46, turning 46, I got hit with a whole bunch of stuff. That's where it all really came from.
You've got something really legitimate to talk about here that is proven, right?
Yeah, because in the physical world, you can't fake anything. I can't pretend that I'm healthy.
Right, you can't. Yeah.
It's all measurable.
You certainly look pretty healthy, and I guess you feel healthy, and you don't feel, you don't have pain, and you don't have fatigue and stuff like that. Is that right?
Correct. And I use a massive amount of brain power every day because of the work I do now, and also a lot of physical energy because it's a demanding thing to run the company and to do a whole number of other things to serve people. The more people you serve, the more energy that takes.
Okay.
And you have to automate as many processes as you can and get efficiency, but the goal is to serve many people and to give them the keys.
Right.
Because they don't have time like I did. I was given 20 years and all the resources, and plus I was led.
Yeah.
You know, I woke up one morning and I realized that there had to be people on the earth somewhere. I had no idea who they were, where they were, how to find them. But I just knew there had to be people who had done real research in the natural world.
Yeah.
Because there's so much snake oil and, you know, stuff that people are selling that, and all, like you said, all the conspiracy theories, forget all that stuff.
So what is your company?
The company is called Activation Products.
And what does that mean?
Well, it means that we have products that you consume that activate you to take responsibility for your health, because they make you feel good, because they actually allow your body to repair itself naturally. There's no chemicals, there's no stimulants, there's nothing but just natural, functional, foundational materials.
No chemical, no. So is that like a miracle pill then?
No, there is no miracle pill or potion. They don't exist.
So what is it? Like, what do you do to consume this product?
Well, what I found out about nutrients is that there are certain nutrients that we are normally used to eating, restaurant food, grocery store food, you know, the things that are branded, the things that are packaged for us that make very convenient to have a regular food intake. And those foods can tend to be very, it's like when you put fuel in your vehicle, that it has a whole bunch of stuff your vehicle can't use, and then you get smoke out of the tailpipe.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So this is called inflammatory response. I found out there are fuels that are very definitive. You need much less of them. So I didn't, you know, I'm not all skinny and shriveled. I'm not huge and big and bulky and muscular.
Right.
I have long, lean muscles and high function body, but I don't require much fuel anymore.
So you don't eat much food then?
Very small amounts of food, but I enjoy the food. I don't have any hunger because my hormonal system is completely dialed in. I don't have cravings. Because when we eat certain foods, it causes cravings.
Okay.
It's like being adapted to carbs and then you crave carbs.
Right. Yeah, and I know that's true of sugars too. Like if you eat much sugar, then you want more sugar, because I've gone sugar-free for a long time. And I know that then when you do consume even just the tiniest bit of sugar, it's all of a sudden it does something to your brain, right? It's like, give me more sugar. I'll have more, right? And so this is really quite intriguing what you're talking about, but you also said it's not a pill. So what is it?
So, well, our products are all liquids and they are individual ingredients for the most part, because there are things like unadulterated therapeutic oils that you consume very small amounts of in a day.
Okay.
You can blend them together. You just take a tiny amount, because every cell in your body has a lipid membrane. So the healthy fats are very important. And then you have amino acids. All right. But you don't want to have to eat a whole ton of meat to get amino acids.
Okay.
You know, there's ways of getting it in a natural form that is very quickly assimilable and utilizes in your digestive system where you don't have this inflammatory response. So I learned about those things. And the only way I really learned, because you hear, like I hear all the studies, all the clinical trials, all the white papers, mm-hmm. and found out that most of them are just designed for marketing to get you to buy a product.
Yeah, most of the world is marketing, isn't it? It seems like it.
Hardcore.
And so are you the CEO of Activation Products?
Yes, I am.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I'm the founder of the company.
Is that a Canadian-based company?
Yeah, we're in Cobourg, Ontario. We have a significantly large factory here.
Oh, dear.
I found out about Cobourg being this quiet little town, little beach town.
Yeah.
But it has an industrial division just east on the east side of the town.
Okay.
We're in a building that was built in 1990. We acquired that in 2014 to move in. We don't own the building. Mm-hmm. It's owned by a gentleman in Toronto. And we use 55,000 square feet of that building right now for our production facility. Mm-hmm. And we ship product around the world at this point. And we sell it direct to consumers. So we don't buffer ourselves. We don't create a barrier between us and the people who are getting the benefit.
So does that mean you sell it on the internet mostly?
Mostly online. It is done through education, mostly.
Okay. Yeah.
And then once people understand the principle, because you go to a health food store, there's 100,000 different items.
Yeah, there are. It's overwhelming.
It's like,
yeah.
Where do you start? Yeah. And everybody
exactly.
says that their stuff, you need their stuff.
So you don't sell yours in health food stores?
No. Okay. Some health food stores might find out about us and buy it unknown to us, and then they put it on the shelf.
Okay.
But that's not a big push, because what we wanted was feedback.
So how much does it cost a day to take your products?
If you were to really step it up, you're going to displace about 75% of your grocery bill is going to go way down.
Oh, I love how you answered that. So you're talking about how much you're going to save by taking your product instead of how much your product costs. That's pretty clever. So 75% of your grocery bill you're going to save.
Correct.
Does that mean I'm going to eat 75% less food then?
Well, no, you're going to eat food that is more concentrated and that your body loves.
Oh.
You know, your body's going to start to enjoy that and just love it. And your body's going to look at other foods that are not good for it and not even want it.
Oh.
You know, I always tell people my protocol, I can drink as much alcohol as I want. And they go, what? Alcohol? I go, yep, I drink as much alcohol every day as I want.
And how much is that?
And they go, wow, I want zero alcohol.
I was just going to say, hey, hold on here.
My body wants zero.
You do not drink alcohol.
Right, but I drink as much as I want. I'm not restricted at all.
You don't drink alcohol.
I can drink.
Because alcohol is toxic to the human body. Am I right or wrong?
Massive damage.
Yeah.
It is so, it's a diuretic. It's poison to the brain. It burns brain cells. It does liver damage. It does so many problems domestically and violence.
Yeah, that sounds like clickbait. I drink as much alcohol as I want. You know, click here. Click here to learn more.
Though.
Yeah, because that's like a lot of people enjoy drinking alcohol, but they don't want the ill effects of alcohol, right? I mean, I don't think anybody wants that, but they want the other effects.
Yeah, they want to have fun with no tax.
And so you're now going to be eating less food. You're going to have a lower grocery bill. And am I going to mix this with water or something? Or what am I going to do with this stuff?
Some of it you do put in water. We have the first product that I ever found out about that was incredibly beneficial, that became our number one product for all these years, is something that nobody had ever heard of. Mm-hmm. And it's called marine phytoplankton.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of it. Yeah, yeah. Because people talk about it now, right?
Now they do, yep. 2007.
What was it called? Marine what?
Phytoplankton.
Phyto.
It's a microalgae, means you can't see it. It
okay.
originates from the ocean, uh-huh. but is grown on land with a special photobioreactor. It's all original heirloom genetics.
Okay.
There's no modification whatsoever. There was a 40-year study that looked at all the thousands of strains of marine phytoplankton and their usefulness in industry, biofuels, fish farms. And they found there are two strains that perfectly match the human nutritional profile. And so I was like, oh, okay. So how do we get it? And it was originally in powder form. You can still get it in powder form, but I wanted it raw and fresh.
And do you create it in your factory then?
No, we can't do that. We blend it here in Canada.
Okay.
Because we blend the two strains and we bottle it here. But this is grown in Spain in a very sophisticated, all-natural environment that's super clean, uses real sunlight.
Is it like in a factory, though?
It's in an outside, it's like the size of a soccer field. It's grown in this clear tubing, and it's using sunlight and photosynthesis, and it's also grown in original salt water from the ocean. Mm-hmm. And they control the environment with CO2 injections, the pH, the temperature, the flow rate, and they let it off gas the oxygen that it makes. And so it's a perfect environment, and they grow it year-round.
So is that the primary ingredient of your products then, marine phytoplankton?
Just the one product. It's called Oceans Alive.
Just one. And is that one product like your main mega product?
That's the go-to product.
And what's it called, that product?
That's actually called Oceans Alive.
Oceans Alive. That sounds like a TV documentary.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Oceans Alive.
It comes from the movie name Ocean's 11.
Okay.
And another microalgae I found out about from Klamath Lake called E3 Live. Uh-huh. And because I wanted to keep it alive and stabilize it without freeze drying, because normally they freeze dry it, it's a living microalgae, a plant. Mm-hmm. And when you stabilize it in extremely concentrated seawater that's certified pure, it instantly stabilizes it through an osmotic transfer. I found out about that from a person out of Australia. Mm-hmm. So we have the concentrated seawater, the fresh marine phytoplankton in its concentrated form gets put in there, and then it's instantly stabilized. We have product from 17 years ago that is still as fresh as the day it was made.
That's incredible. Wow. Yeah. And so if you consume all this, does this feed your mind too? Because, I mean, we talk about mindfulness all the time here on the show. And so it's really great to have a healthy body. And healthy body sometimes leads to a healthy mind and vice versa. Would you agree with that?
Yes, very much so. It goes both ways.
Yeah, yeah. You can feel really discouraged, sad, depressed if your body's like suffering and your body's not doing well, but then your body starts to thrive and you start to get like super healthy, then I would imagine you start to have the incredibly positive thoughts then. Is that true?
That's true. Yeah. One of the biggest reports we get back from everyone is after a very short period of time, even sometimes the first day, people report a joyful mental energy that they get.
Oh,
and it's also a physical energy as well. So before I understood the science, because I was so new to it, I just took it and it educated me by taking it. Yeah. And I noticed that after about 3 months, my body had a charge, like as if I had a battery charge.
Oh.
And so the people were, what is that like? I said, well, the only way you can know what I'm talking about is to take it. So I showed a few people in Canada and they went, oh, that's nothing. That'll never sell. That's just another algae. And I said, no, this is totally different. This is completely new. And the only way you can know is to try it. They wouldn't even try it. I'd gone to a farmer's market in Toronto and there were some health gurus there and they all were like, oh, that's nothing. And so I was like, oh, okay. I took it to California and Arizona in 2007, in the fall of 2007. And some health enthusiasts down there got a hold of it. They go, oh, what's this? Never heard of that. Could we try it? And so they tried it, and it was an instant hit.
Wow.
And some of the people who were quite influential in that space, who had people really listening to them, they asked me, can we buy it? Like, can we get it?
Yeah.
I said, well, yeah, I can get some. I didn't know that we were going to have a business out of it. I just said, sure, I know where to get it. And so I got a hold of the people in Europe, and I told them, I think I've got some interest. And they said, okay, well, we'll sign some documents. If you're willing to spend your energy and time to educate people about this, we'll tell them to go to you. I said, well, that's great. Well, there was more than 500 attempts of people from the United States to try to get a hold of that supplier and buy it direct. And every time they referred them back to me.
Oh, they did.
And so the business took off. We were in the basement of our house in Toronto.
Yeah.
And we had no company set up. We had no certification. I just knew to make a nice clean room. So we separated a room in the basement. We made sure it was ultra clean. And we have 7 children. Our youngest at that time was, in 2007, was 9 years old.
Okay.
And our oldest was 21. And so they all chipped in, and we got beakers and funnels and pipettes with bottles and labels with a printer. And we started filling them, and we were sending thousands of bottles through Canada Post to United States. We had to use Canada Post because we had no certifications at that time.
I see.
So because we're unknown, but these people knew us. Okay. So in the first 24 months, they purchased around $2.8 million worth of retail product from us.
$2.8 million. Wow.
And so it did it all by itself. We didn't have a sales department. We had no marketing.
Wow.
We had no referral business. It was just people finding out about it and realizing what a benefit it was. And it just went word of mouth.
That's amazing. And so are most of your customers still in the United States?
They're all over now. The largest part of our client is the U.S. because of the concentration of population.
Yes.
And we're there.
Yes.
All of the product went to California and Arizona at that time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then from then on, it just slowly spread. We finally realized, hey, we better set up a real business here and take it much more seriously. We never touched the money because we lived a lifestyle. We always lived within our means.
Mm-hmm.
We were never interested in being flamboyant or high rollers or anything ever.
Yeah.
My wife and I, just, you know, we're kind of like farm people. You know, my wife was born on a farm. I married her when she was living on the farm. And so we have our own farm now where we have a little hobby farm and she runs that.
Oh, cool.
But we just took the money and used it for the people, for the research.
And do your children work in the business too?
Yeah, all of our children helped to build the business all the way through till 2018.
Uh-huh.
And then two of them, one went off on his own to do his own business.
Yeah.
And my one daughter became an accountant, and she didn't want to be under the thumb of the family business. So
Sure. She
went and found her own way, which is really, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but all the other five are very deeply involved in it.
Mm-hmm.
And we are now fully certified. 10 years ago, our anniversary for this particular structure is coming up in June of this year for our 10-year anniversary. We've actually been doing this for 17 years. But anyway, we have Health Canada site license, FDA registered, audited to the max. We have, you know, we report everything. Like, we're just super compliant with all the laws and the rules around this. We have our facility CGMP certified, which means good manufacturing process that meet certain criteria. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like almost at a pharmaceutical level.
That's incredible. You must have quite a team of people who work in the factory and put all this together and sell it out and do marketing. Or do you do all the marketing?
No, we have a whole team. We have teams in each category. The only job that I do is I oversee whatever's going on in the company, and then I produce all the content for marketing because I'm the one that has the knowledge about it all. Because I was the one researching the researches and also finding out with me, my own physical body, what was working and what was not working. We discarded many things that we found out about because they didn't really work.
Mm-hmm.
And then the feedback from our clients told us also what was working and what was not working. So we have a very small line. We have like 15 products, where most companies like us have 100 and some products.
I see.
Yeah.
That's really interesting. So then... you've got your website, activationproducts.com, and do you have some sort of special for Mindful Tribe listeners or for people who are the first time checking out this particular product?
Yes. Yeah, we have a 15% discount on the first order, and we also, if they're a consistent person in your audience, you can get a special code to allow that discount to continue on.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're trying to keep it as affordable as possible. All of our costs go up every year, but we have not had a price increase ever since 2014.
Oh, you haven't?
And we've just, nope.
Since 2014. Now, that reminds me, when I asked you how much it costs, I don't think you ever actually told me. You just said you'd save 75% on groceries. But how much does the product cost?
So if a person was to really invest in a broad spectrum of our products, they're going to spend around $10 a day.
Okay.
Now, there's things that are must-have. You know, things that your body really needs for fuel.
Yeah.
We have a transdermal magnesium product that's super comfortable. You put it on, it disappears in 90 seconds. You put it over your whole body once or twice a day, minimum.
Is that like
a
cream?
No, it's looks like water, but it's full of magnesium chloride hexahydrate.
Oh.
And so the magnesium goes and stores in your tissue because your body burns magnesium as a fuel. And there's not enough magnesium in the food, and it's not the right kind of magnesium. This one is extracted from seawater and is extremely pure. And it takes us 12 hours to make it in our factory once we get the raw material. We have a very special process. That's why ours is so comfortable. And it helps you have deeper, more higher quality sleeps. It also helps you keep you calm and focused through the day so you can get your job done well.
Wow, that's interesting. Wow. It's like seawater.
Well, it's an extract. It's a single magnesium chloride hexahydrate molecule that's in a very purified water that now has become an electrolytic fluid. And you feel it right away. People feel it within 90 seconds.
Well, this is interesting. I always ask a question about bullying because I've worked in the field of bullying prevention for a long time. And I'm just wondering if you have a story about bullying where mindfulness would have made a difference. And maybe in business you have. Maybe you have from other people that sell products or people that don't believe in products. Or maybe it's not really true bullying. Maybe that's different. But do you have a story that you can share with our listeners about bullying?
Yeah, the thing that I experienced, and I never had no idea this was ever going to happen, is as soon as the company got to around $10 million in sales a year, all of a sudden, people were coming out of the woodwork to our company offering their services. Hey, I can help you do this. I can help you do that. And I learned about a term called gang stalking.
Oh.
And that means that people are thinking along the lines of, hey, how can we find out what they're doing, number one?
Right.
How can we copy what they're doing? Or how could we potentially come in and buy the company? Or maybe even cause the company problems so it loses its value, so maybe it will even go bankrupt.
Oh.
And we had that happen on three different occasions until I finally caught on. Hey, be careful. Be careful about who is trying to bring their services. You know, we are very clear on the people we hire now. You know, because I was just hiring people. We're in a small town.
Yeah.
And in a small town, there's limited resources. And then to have people move from larger centers to Coburg, there's no space.
Right.
And there's no infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now they're starting to build more houses. But at the time, it was very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like small town Ontario. So if somebody wasn't successful in doing damage, they would go and say that we were the problem.
Mm.
But they caused the problem. So we had that happen. And it was a gang stalking thing. But I realized, hey, people, you know, we have a mission. They are not passionate about a mission. They're passionate about making some money. And if that's the driving motive, then that tends to go greed, tends to go, you know, what's yours is mine and what's mine is mine attitude, rather than knowing that the money that comes into a company like ours specifically is not our money, nor is it the company's money. All the money that comes into our bank account comes from some person who is working to invest in themselves for their own health. They earn the money. They have a job or they have a business. They generate the money. They pay their taxes. They pay their expenses. They have a certain amount left over for disposable income.
Mm-hmm.
And if they give us their money, we use their money for them to learn more and to do better and to do more education. And, you know, our factory was built on those things and the research was paid for by the people who bought our products. So we had a specific product profit margin. We, since the beginning, we've reinvested around $40 million of actual money that was earned, you know, which was earned by those people, our clients, and we've reinvested it to learn more and more. So today, we now have protocols and things that you can do for yourself, and the products are only complementary to that. So they're secondary to your knowledge. Everything is really based on your knowledge of how to support your body, which is your primary asset. Your body is your main asset. You yourself are the asset, right?
Mm-hmm.
But your body is your primary asset. Everything you have in your life is attached to your body through a signature, a title deed document is attached to your body. If your body gets sick and dies, you are now detached from all of that and is passed on to someone else. So being alive is very important. Because the longer you live, the more experience and wisdom you get, the more valuable you are to the people around you. Whereas normally, old people get old and they get discarded and put on a shelf and they're said, hey, you don't have value anymore. You should retire. And I don't believe in retirement at all. I don't even understand the word. Where did it come from? It's not mindful. It's psychological war.
Mm.
And if you believe that you should get ill as you get older and expect that, then you expect that. That's what happens with you. You know, if people tell me, oh, I can't do this, it's too complicated, I say, you're 100% correct. And then if they say, you know what, I think I can do this, this seems actually really simple, I go, you know what, you're 100%
correct. You're 100% correct. I knew you were going to say that. Well, it's interesting. I thought with companies that were so successful and that really helped people to be healthy and lived great lives. I thought there would be companies trying to buy you up, like, I don't know, big pharmaceuticals or companies that are like, hey, that company is keeping us from selling our product, so we're going to take care of that. Doesn't that sometimes happen?
Well, I think if I had that thought pattern, because that does happen all the time, most of the natural product supplement companies are now owned by very large pharmaceutical conglomerates. And I've watched that happen over the years.
Okay.
But I don't have that mindset. I don't think the pharmaceutical industry is interested in us. I do not want to disturb them at all. Uh-huh. I'm not interested in displacing or taking their clients or anything like that. There's a certain percentage of the population who knows that they would love to be able to take responsibility for their health. They just need the tools and the knowledge to do so.
Yeah.
So it's our job to be available to them so they can find us. And so, what do you guys got going on? That's different. Mm-hmm. And could I learn more? And I go, yes, you can learn. But the only way you're going to teach yourself is by actually consuming these elements that are information based.
Yeah, that makes
sense.
Your
body's like, oh, wow, I never had this before. This is really good. And then your body responds beautifully. And it starts to be able to do its own repair. Mm. That's why there's no magic pills or potions, because your body simply wants to be fueled well, just like your car does.
Sure.
But your body's alive. Your car is not alive.
Yeah.
So you have to take it into the mechanic shop and replace parts. Your body can regenerate its own parts and keep itself well.
Yeah. And you have a podcast called The Activated Life. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that is not launched yet. I've just got it going.
Oh, it hasn't. Yeah, because I Googled it and I was like, I couldn't find it yet. So I thought, well, where is this? So you have not launched it. When are you going to launch it?
It's going to have a soft launch in May, and then it's going to have a more official launch in the fall time. So what we're doing right now, I'm conducting interviews to gather the content so that when we do launch, we can have a steady flow every day of new interviews.
Oh, you'll have interviews every day?
Yeah, and we're keeping them as short as possible.
Oh.
So we build a bank account of this info.
I see.
I'm very careful who we interview. Oh, and you know what's really interesting?
What?
When I met the people who had the greatest amount of knowledge at the highest level, they are not known. They are not big profiles. They don't have huge presence online.
That is interesting.
And they're doing the work. They're focused on their work. They're not out to make a whole bunch of money. They're not out to be popular. Their mission is their work.
That's interesting.
Each one of them have their focus on one thing, because it takes a lifetime to learn about brain health, to learn about digestive health, respiratory, circulatory, and so on, the endocrine system.
I would agree with that. Yeah. Well, it's really interesting talking to you, Ian, about this. And as we move forward in the interview, I want to ask you 5 quick answer questions, and just 30-second answers are perfect. So the first one is this: who is one person that has been a really powerful, mindful influence in your life?
One person is a person who did a 40-year study into hormonal health.
Okay.
And also the fuels that the body really wants from a food standpoint only.
Yeah.
And they had a self-discovery. It's a woman. Uh-huh. Her name is Kat James.
With a C? And C-A-T?
K-A-T.
Okay.
K-A-T. I think it's short form for Catherine, but she just goes by Kat.
Kat James. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I would find her online if I Googled her?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she has a website called Total Transformation.
Okay.
And she's done the deepest dive into the most important things. She dedicated the last 40 years of her life to this. She has helped many people. It's a very high level, but simple way of fueling your system and getting your body converted so that it uses the fuels you put in very efficiently.
Mm-hmm.
It does not cause a disruption in your hormonal system. For men, it works phenomenally well. It doesn't matter if you're 90 years old, you're still going to produce the exact amount of testosterone you need for muscle health. You don't have to have any medical stuff.
Mm-hmm.
For women, it's even 10 times more effective, because even women before menopause, you know, during and after, they still have a hormonal shift. Women's bodies are very unique, and so they have to have that hormonal balance more than anyone.
Interesting.
So it has the biggest impact on women. And interestingly, 70% of our audience is women, females, not men. Like, men are there.
That is interesting. Yep. My next question is about emotions. And how has mindfulness helped you deal differently with your emotions?
Well, it comes back to the physiology. So there's a process. People call emotions feelings. But emotion is actually energy, because your body's streams of data coming to your brain, which is monitoring everything.
Yeah.
That is energy in motion. When you get plugged up, you have low energy.
Right.
When your energy is good, it drives very good feelings.
Yeah.
When you feel great, you become really great. You look good. You have a glow. It also affects your mental very much. Mm-hmm. So your energy and emotion gives you good feelings, which gives you good positive thoughts. And it's not positive thinking. It's realistic thinking that you're an amazing person. Every one of you are totally amazing. Everyone has a super gift. And that allows you to tap into your greatest talents. And therefore, you're the most productive on this earth in this lifetime.
Cool. Well, we haven't talked about breathing yet on the show. Do you have any comments, thoughts, special breathing, special breathing procedures or anything that you do? Any thoughts on breathing?
Very much. So now a lot of people talk about breath techniques and so on.
Yeah.
It's way simpler than this, all this complicated stuff. There's a thing called box breathing.
Yes.
And it's something you should do every day for around 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. And it means that you're going to breathe in through your nose to the count of five and breathe out through your mouth to the count of six. Very smooth, very gentle, not forced. Doesn't have to be deep. And when you do that, your autonomic nervous system immediately within 30 seconds goes into parasympathetic. That means you're resting, digesting, you are calm. You can handle the situations. It takes you out of sympathetic stress. So it manages that. And it is a measurable thing. You can use a heart rate variable monitor that'll show you in 30 seconds, anybody who does this. So when you have a little bit of low energy, do box breathing. Even if you only do it for a couple of minutes, it's better than not doing it. And then if you can get 5 minutes where you're driving or you're just, watching something on YouTube or whatever, you do your box breathing and it's a massive game changer.
Yeah, I highly recommend it as well, for sure. Mindful Tribe, just do that box breathing. It's really fantastic. And are there any books that you would recommend that are related to mindfulness?
Mm-hmm. This is a funny one. There was a book written in 1938 and was never released and published until 2011, if you can imagine, 73 years to get that book published. And it's called Outwitting the Devil.
Yeah, I've read this, yeah.
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 So that one blew my mind. It's like so common sense, so obvious. It was way ahead of its time. And when you listen to it on Audible, it's a 5.5 hour listen, I consider that a reference book.
It's kind of an unusual book. I mean, some people hated it. Some people loved it. I noticed that with the reviews, some people's like, oh, I just can't stand this. And of course, it was written so long ago that people thought differently back then too. Like, it's kind of got a different slant to it. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh yeah. So it's way ahead of its time. It even talks about gut health and how you've got to speak to yourself and tell your subconscious correct information.
Yeah.
Don't buy into the narratives, because the narratives are meant to control your mind. And if you allow that, your thoughts are yours. You cannot afford to have somebody trying to control your thinking.
No.
You need to have critical thinking and thinking very clear.
I totally agree. Yeah. Any apps you recommend that can help with mindfulness?
Well, there's the heart rate variable one is a nice one, because I guess you're into your parasympathetic.
Yeah.
You can go with inner peace is one.
Yes.
You can get it on the App Store. And so that's one of the main ones. Mm-hmm. And there's all kinds of, brain exercise ones that I think are pretty cool if you have time.
Yeah. Yeah, there are. Yeah, well, it's been really interesting talking to you, Ian, and talking to you all about your journey and how, you had this terrible diagnosis and then you came through and here you are today. Wow, looking very healthy, I might add. For those of you who are listening on audio only, Ian seems like the picture of health and sounds like he's got a lot of energy and health going for him. So what final words of advice would you have for our Mindful Tribe listeners, Ian?
Well, I suggest that everyone build their enthusiasm and their joy in their life and do things that build your own self-esteem and the self-esteem of others around you. So you're around people who are bringing that reflection back to you, and enthusiasm brings joy. And it also gives you strength to get over the challenges. We're all super challenged all the time, especially more and more as time goes on. True. So build your enthusiasm. Be happy you're alive. Be thankful. always grateful for everything that's coming your way, even when the tough times come, because you're going to learn so much if you have a failure. And you pick yourself up and go, man, that was a good learning curve. Let the pain come in, let it do its work, and let's get over the pain and get some joy happening.
Gratitude is so important. It really is. So Mindful Tribe, I have a peek at the website, activationproducts.com. And I hope you enjoyed what we were talking about today. And I'm sure that you would be very interested in having a look at what this is all about. So Ian, thank you so much for being on Mindfulness Mode today.
Yeah, thank you, Bruce. It's a pleasure. And thank you for the work you're doing as well.
Oh, yeah, my pleasure. All the best to you. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Mindful Tribe, thanks for listening to the episode today. Are you seeking relief from stress, anxiety? Maybe you're feeling stuck. Maybe you're feeling frustrated. Well, as a coach and hypnotist, I'm here to help you conquer your inner critic and move ahead with confidence. Email me, bruce@mindfulnessmode.com, and we can get started. Put "I am determined" right there in the subject line. And if you truly are determined and you truly do want to move forward, just send me this email and we'll set up a free coaching session. We'll talk about what we can do to make this happen. I can help using hypnosis. I can help using coaching techniques. Let's pave the way to a fulfilling life together. And with that, take what we've learned today to reach new heights of calm, focus, and happiness. Stay in the mode.